Okay. Now, if we were going down the road out here in front of the place, and we wanted to go off of the main road out to some place, what would you call that road? It was not the main road, but it went off the main road.
Well, let's see. Well, if it wasn't a dirt road, turn off, it'd have to lead to some place.
Okay. It may have been a dirt road, you know, with a special name for it. Or
not unless it's a name for your road, like you was going River Road, or say Salem Road,
right,
or some creek. See, roads got different names.
Right.
Just like anything else. You turn off main road, say Salem Road, Covington Road, all such as that.
If you're going into someone's house, what would you call the road down to their house?
Driveway.
Okay. If you had a something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
A sidewalk.
You never did tell me what you call the lead horse. The horse in front.
You're leading him.
Uh-huh.
So you got a, what you call a range.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rope. Passed to his bit, and then you take that off and put it up over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take it off and you lead the horse with it.
Okay.
Bridle ring is what you really call it.
Right. If you had two horses, and what would the horse on the left be called?
It'd be a pair.
Okay. You wouldn't have it. There wouldn't be any distinction between what you might call the horses.
Well, each horse would be a name, but it'd be a team.
Uh-huh.
Team of horses or pair of horses, either
okay,
one.
If you had one that was walking furrows as you were plowing, is there any name that you might call him besides his name?
No.
Okay. Okay, when you were raising hay, did you ever cut it more than once?
Oh, yeah. You cut it once and fertilize and cut it again.
Was there any, did you
comp? And that's called getting two crops of hay off of one field.
Uh-huh.
They do that now a lot.
Do they just get two cuttings off of it?
Sometimes you get three, it's according to how the weather hits, the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you can get three crops of hay in one season.
And that's really good if you do.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you have to put top dressing on to make it grow fast and get on up before you can cut it again. But now if you don't put anything out there, you just get one cut and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make anything out of cornmeal and water or milk that was kind of liquidy? Might have had it for breakfast.
I can't think of that.
Here's one. You've talked about syrup and you've talked about your molasses and everything else. Did you ever use apples or peaches or anything to make anything else to put on your biscuits or pancakes, flapjacks?
Oh yeah, you had all kind of jellies made out of strawberry, apple, peaches, just whatever she wanted to put it up in.
Yeah. All right. So you took your apples and peaches in, and you made jelly out of them, and you